back to the Greg Herenda Show, where today we are honored and privileged to have Dana Regan, the director of the Felician 21 and Over program on the Greg Herenda Show. Welcome, Dana.
Hi, Greg.
Kenny, it's great to have somebody in the studio.
Always great to have somebody
it's
in the
studio. It's so much different.
It's boring with these people on the phone.
There's a different vibe, and Dana
she's like
lighting up the radio.
Exactly, she's brightening
station,
this place up.
But she lit up the Rothman Center. As of our taping, we just had another great relationship between our men's basketball program here at Fairleigh Dickinson and the Felician 21 and Over program. We had a clinic. We invited the men and women of the Felician 21 and Over program to the Rothman Center and had an awesome... How much fun do we have, Dana?
Tons of fun.
Tons.
Tons of fun.
And you know what the fun is like? There's no filter.
Nope.
I had people just saying, Coach, I love you. I love you. I love you. And I'm like, it was just like pure. And
yeah.
You work in this environment every day. I mean, tell me, I know it's a lot of work and you make it look easy. How much fun is it?
It's so much fun.
Yes.
I say it all the time. I'm like the luckiest person in the world because
yes.
I love going to work every day.
Right.
It's just you walk in and they're smiling
yes.
and they're happy to see you. They're just full of energy and life, and they want to come every day, which
right.
makes it easy.
That's
it makes
huge.
The job easy. It does.
Tell our audience, our listeners, our team of listeners, exactly what your program provides for these adults that are 21 and over, where they're from, how they get there. Just tell our audience about your program and the people in it.
So our program provides services to individuals that are age 21 and over.
Okay.
We are an extension of the Felician School for Exceptional Children, which is in Lodi. And they provide services to individuals with special needs ages 3 to 21.
Gotcha.
So then after individuals turn 21, they're not entitled to educational services anymore.
Okay.
And not just at Felician, but in the entire state of New Jersey.
Okay, wow.
So once that happens, they need to have a plan in place for what's next.
Sure.
And that's pretty much where we come in, and we are what they call a day habilitation program.
Okay.
And they come to our program Monday through Friday from
yep.
9 to 3.
Sure.
And oh, and we're located in Lodi too. I don't think I mentioned
okay,
that our
absolutely.
Program is in
You're,
Lodi. We're
now
right,
that's how we met.
Yeah, because we rent the space in the Boys and Girls Club.
And we have a great relationship with Joe Licata, let it be known.
Yes.
Well, now it's swinging the other way. Joe's got to make a comeback, Kenny, because this program is, they're both very, very special and unique. But this program is awesome program. And I want to just tell our studio listeners, and Kenny, how we met. I went to a function for the Boys and Girls Club, and you guys were presenting the 50-50 raffle winning gifts
uh-huh.
to the people
at the fundraiser.
And Kenny, I was mesmerized by the 21 over group. They were bringing, you know, the baskets that you win to
sure.
to the tables with like such life, and
yep.
they were just so into it. I'm like, I've got to meet this woman. And that's how I introduced myself to Dana and said I'd love to get involved in it. That's how it started.
Yeah, that's...
I think you get addicted, right? Is that
well,
it?
That's what it is.
Yeah.
You know, people say to me all the time, you know, oh, how do you do that every day? It must
right.
be so depressing.
God,
it
no,
is
it's, the
so
other, it's the other way.
The complete opposite. It's
yes.
so uplifting and enjoyable and... You can't, and until you're in that situation
That's
and you
right.
come and spend some time with them, not even just our guys, but anyone with a disability, if you spend some time and really get to know them,
sure.
you realize, first yeah. of all, they're so capable of
yes.
so much.
Yes.
And they bring out the best in you.
Yes.
You know?
There's
it,
no question. I told my son today about the program, and I started to say special needs, and I said, no, special talents.
Yeah.
And that's really what they have. They have special talents that their ability... this is just from a novice, and I've only been around the men and women, you know, four times. But the ability for them to communicate
right.
directly, There's no filter.
Yeah.
And you know exactly where you stand. And it's just... And, like, I just met the one, Garrett, who works at, you know, Jersey Mike's, and people that are just real. I mean, it's so, and Kenny, you have to come over.
I can only imagine.
It's really special, and they love hoop.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. Today we went over to shooting. They were making shots left and right.
Yeah, they're pretty amazing when it comes to basketball.
Passing. Pass better than our players. Dribbling, right hand, left hand, and then Nitro lit up the building. So it was just a fun event.
Sounds like maybe some free tickets should be going.
Oh no, these
nice
guys
games.
Are all in. And then at the end, Kenny, instead of getting our autographs, we got the autographs of all the 21 and over that they signed. And my staff again screwed it up. I wanted a poster board. So like a hard poster board, and then it was a piece of paper. So I'm going to holler at my staff again, even for doing great things. They don't do great things great. They do great things okay. But Dana, I interrupted you. So this is a question that I have. So when you're 21 years old, the state no longer has any ability to help educate and give schooling to adults
right.
of 21.
So they aren't part of the Department of Education anymore.
Okay.
They
so
kind
that's where
of
you
segue
come in.
Into the Division of Developmental Disabilities.
Gotcha.
Which is the adult world.
Sure.
And that's who provides funding for rehabilitation programs.
Okay.
Or pre-vocational training programs.
Gotcha.
Helps them to find, you know, jobs.
Yes.
So any type of services, respite, therapy.
Right.
Because it's not part of their schooling anymore.
Gotcha.
So in a dehab program, we work on independent living skills. We have
yes.
a mock studio apartment in our building.
Kenny, the mock studio. I want to live in the mock studio apartment.
It's definitely better than my place.
It's just it's like the Mr. Rogers, you know? Like, everything's perfect. There's a bed, and there's an alarm clock, and it's like, I wanted to, like, just jump
it
in.
Is.
I wanted to lay on the bed.
Yeah.
And it's just like this, you know, like, the, you know, it's just, you know, that's why sometimes, Dan, I got to be honest with you, I coach college basketball. And it, and my goal is to, you know, graduate our players and have the highest academic grade point average and social experience. But it's eventually it's just to win basketball games. And it's so kind of on a day like today, it's like so trivial to compare to what you're doing. You're enabling young people to further their education and their lives. And it's just got to be so rewarding.
Yeah, but, you know, what you do is extremely important too, because you give us these opportunities that we might not otherwise have.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
So
yeah.
You know, this partnership is pretty awesome.
It's awesome. It really is. No, and I'm just blessed that we're able to be a part of it. I really, and you say that all the time, but it's just so true when you're in it. It's like all morning we were just like, we couldn't wait for you guys to come, and then we saw you coming, and it was like, oh my God, you're here. And I'll tell you one thing, you do a terrific job, Dana. You have a tremendous, now I've been an educator, I like to call myself an educator, for 36 years I've coached collegiate athletics. So I've been around programs at the Boys and Girls Clubs, at the YMCA, at many various organizations. Your staff is tremendous.
That's right.
I mean, they're really,
that's right,
sometimes
they are.
You'll go to places and for 5 minutes everything's in order, and then it's,
yeah,
you know, it goes wild. This is like, you have a well-oiled machine. Talk about your staff.
I am beyond blessed
yes.
to have the staff that I have.
Throw some names out there. Let's get the names out.
All right. Well, I mean,
they're listening now, you know.
My assistant director, Dana Barton, is
yes.
off the charts. She is my right-hand man
yes.
and everything else to me, because I couldn't do it without her.
Sure.
And we together couldn't do it without the rest of our the staff, because
yes.
we really do work as a team. It's not, you know, who's in charge, who's
right.
the boss, who's in charge.
There's no ego.
I love Bob.
Bob is.
Bob just started a couple months ago. Bob rocks.
He looks so happy. Yeah. He was very
great
solid.
Great addition to the staff. You know, everybody really understands that we're here for one reason.
That's
and
right.
It's just to help these guys to further
yeah.
their independence and make sure they're happy and engaged and, you know, trying different things and
right.
learning different things. So you know, if someone's struggling with something, someone else will have no problem saying, let me help you out. Right. Or, you know, let's see if we can come up with a better way to deal with this situation. But like I said, I'm just really fortunate that I have such a great staff that that really does get teamwork totally.
Tell me about the families, because we went to the play a few weeks ago, Kenny, that had a play, the greatest show on earth. And the entire, just about the entire team was still on campus, and we went to it. And it was again, it was incredible what they did. And they were all in, like, probably, I would say, average 5 to 6 different numbers or sets. So they had to go from one set to the next set to another set, and then they're wearing different. And just the time that they had to put in to organize that whole deal was just incredible.
Yeah, they the clients love that kind of stuff,
right?
You know, and you know, not all of them, because currently we have as of September we'll have 78 clients in our program.
Wow, 78.
Yeah, and okay.
That's a big number.
The way that we do things by us is we offer an entire variety of activities each and every day, and they're all different. So if you're someone who doesn't like singing or dancing or drama,
right,
but you love art, maybe we'll get you on doing set work, you know, and helping with costumes,
right.
Or maybe you really just aren't into that at all, so you just want to watch, and that's
right.
Great. You don't have to do that, because while they're rehearsing,
so you don't force anything on them.
No, not at all. It's all about choosing what you truly enjoy doing. So
sure.
We offer swim, cooking, housekeeping, money skills, tons of community outings,
right.
And we go out to eat.
I love the magic tricks. They did magic tricks,
that was
Kenny,
funny.
In the play. It was awesome. They were like, they were doing card tricks, but the parents of the people that are in the program must just love you. I mean, for what you do for them and give them probably realistically the time to go to work and to do what they need to do while their daughters and sons are learning life skills. I mean, it's
well, that's really why these programs are so important.
Yes.
Because a lot of these parents either still have jobs and they need to go to work every day.
Right.
And others are just maybe getting older and they just can't take them out as much and teach them and do the things that they should be doing because they're young. These guys are young.
Yeah, exactly. Tell me about the next step now, meaning when do they get out of the program or do they move on, and what's the eventual goal? And I'm sure it's this with 78 people, you have 78 different goals, to be honest with you.
Yes.
But what's the fruition? What's the graduation?
You know, ultimately, we would want them, each and every one of them, to be able to live independently or semi-independently in a group home or any supported apartment.
Right.
Because, again, everyone needs to be prepared for the time when their parents aren't there to make them breakfast or make their bed or do their laundry.
Sure.
So that's important.
Yes.
For others, the goal is, hey, let's get a job. We got to get you a job. You are ready. And, you know, we want them to find work.
Yes.
And we do have some that have jobs and they come to us part time. Maybe they come by us 3 days a week and they work 2 days a week.
Yes.
We have one who she was with us for 6 years, and now she's done, and she's got accepted into the Turning Point program over at Bergen Community College.
Exactly.
So that was a huge,
you
know, success story for her as well as for us.
Incredible.
Because, you know, that's what we want.
That's
we want
the
them
ultimate.
To be as independent as they can, but they don't graduate or have to leave.
So 21 and over really means
it's open-ended.
21 and over, which is great. And I said it publicly today as the head basketball coach, I would love to be able to have a 21 and over program, man or woman, come to Fairleigh Dickinson University.
That would be awesome.
You know what I'm saying?
That would be so amazing.
And I don't know, like, you know, there's admissions requirements and so forth and so on, but, you know, we'll have to look into all the programs that we have here.
Right.
But tell me about the Turning Point. So what the Turning Point program is...
I don't know that much about it because it's part of Bergen.
Right.
But what I do know is that it's a 2-year program and you do have to go through an admissions process. And I've heard that there are I heard upwards of 1,000 applicants, and they only take about 16 to 20 a year.
Wow.
So, again, huge accomplishment.
That's huge.
And, you know, we're excited that she's going to have that opportunity because, you know, she earned it. She worked really hard, and she earned this spot.
It's awesome.
But, you know, it's not for everybody, and not everyone is going to reach that goal. For some, it just may be learning how to call 911 in the case of an emergency.
Right.
If we can get that taught to them and have them master that skill, we've done our job.
Amen.
So,
tell me about you and how you got into this, Dana, yourself. Like, you're so such a natural, and people gravitate towards you. And I'm asked the same question with coaching. How did you get into the business, and how did you get into the business, and how did you start this program?
So I graduated with a degree. I graduated from Seton Hall University. I graduated with a degree in special education and elementary education.
Gotcha.
Taught for a few years. Had my family, stayed home for many years.
Sure.
And then Sister Rosemary, who is the director at the Felician School, had asked me if I would be interested in, you know, helping her to develop this 21 and over program for individuals who need the services after graduation, after aging out of school.
Gotcha.
So we started with 4 clients.
How many years ago was this now?
2011 we opened.
Wow.
So,
really? Okay.
So we're starting, I believe this will be our 9th year, eighth or 9th year. And we started
That's
with
awesome.
4, and we were in the basement of the convent over on the campus
Stop.
Of Felician. Yeah.
Over that, now that used to be,
old
Kenny,
building.
That used to be the Rutherford campus,
Rutherford,
yeah. FDU, prior to becoming Felician.
Yes. So I'm on the Lodi campus.
Exactly.
I was
now,
on the Lodi campus.
But you were always on the Lodi campus.
At Felician, yes.
At Felician. I got you. Okay.
And then we outgrew our space, and the building needed some renovations, which were a lot more involved than we anticipated.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, 78.
Yeah. So Joe and, at the time, Mike Nardino, they reached out, and they said, we'll help you out.
Yes.
And they took us in. And
that's an awesome partner, because the hours kind of flip-flop.
Yeah, because they're empty. That building's empty during the day.
The boys and girls come in, Kenny, at 3. So it's awesome. That's awesome.
It was
that
win-win.
Whose idea was that? Yours? Or couldn't have been Licata's? Maybe Nardino. It was his idea.
It was a group. It was a group effort.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll say that we all kind of.
You're kind. You're listening to a lot of people listening to you right now. How are you funded? How can people that want to help your program in regard, I'm sure, obviously, money makes the world go around, and it affects you as well. How are you guys funded, and how do you support yourself and do what you do?
So, of course, we're a nonprofit, and Medicaid, you have to be Medicaid eligible in order to attend any of the Dayhab programs.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's private pay. And then we try and do fundraising.
Okay.
You know,
do you have a website that our listeners can get on that can help you out?
Yes, you could follow us on Facebook also.
Okay.
The Felician 21 and Over program.
Yep.
And then if you go to fsec.org, there's a link on there for the 21 and Over.
Can you repeat that? So
F as in Felician.
Yes.
SEC.org.
Terrific. Kenny, how good is this program?
This is fantastic. This is great public affairs.
And we have to get this show is not worthy of having, and I'm just trying to wing it, but we can maybe, you know, get her to the next level broadcast here.
Well, I was thinking that this would be a perfect show for topic for Talking Points with Elaine Rivers, which is the show that's on right after our program.
Yeah, we're gonna get that done, because Elaine is awesome, and the combination between Dana and what's your favorite part of our partnership, Dana, before we leave with the basketball program at Fairleigh Dickinson?
Well, this has been great for me, because I miss out on a lot of the fun stuff now, because I'm in my office doing, you know, behind the scenes stuff.
Yes.
So I've enjoyed every minute of it. But I think the best part is seeing some of the guys that are a little more introverted, and then they get out on the court and they just let it all out. I mean, today, even the last time you came, it's just amazing that the energy and how they're so comfortable.
Yes.
I mean, they came out of their shell. Like I said, we had a couple today that were really kind of not feeling it. And then within probably minutes, 10 minutes or so, they were out on the court leading the group.
Yes.
You know, it was, you know, hugging, high-fiving. It was great.
And I've got to give my players credit.
They were. For individuals who probably don't have much experience.
No, none that I know of.
Not awkward, not nervous. I mean, if they were, it
chill.
Definitely didn't show.
No, they would just, and my staff, Pete Lapis, Darius Stokes. It's just a tremendous, like, there's just a lot of good synergy between the two groups. I think it's a great partnership.
Yeah, they were, even the ones that came to the show a couple weeks ago. They're so friendly and easy to get along with and personable. You have great players.
No,
you should be proud.
I'm very, very proud. Dana, we're going to get you. Well, who are we going out with?
The Foo Fighters.
Sounds like
Foo Fighters.
Learn to fly.
She's a rock and roll queen. Are you going to Queen next week?
No, I'm going to Kiss in August.
Kiss Queen. She's a rock and roll. She's a superstar at the 21 and over program. Felician. Dana, I can't thank you enough for coming on today. And I can't thank you enough for letting us into your world. It really means a lot to us.
Thank you for inviting us today and for making time in your schedules, because I know they're crazy busy. Thank you so much for making time for us.
We're all in, and I thank you so much for being here today. And we'll be back with more of the Greg Herenda Show after this.
This is Coach Rob Mendez from Prospect High School. You are listening to the Greg Herenda Show on WFDU. Who says I can't? Yeah!